It's Prophecy Time with Pastor Alan Davis is a powerful Bible teaching to help you understand future events and Bible prophecy. We work closely with Bronx Building Baptist Church. To keep this ministry on WMCA, we humbly ask for a gift of $20. Receive a special gift from evangelist and Pastor Davis and his wife, Sabrina. God has called us to help the unsaved find Jesus Christ. Any gift will be helpful. Go to itsprophecytime.org now. Itsprophecytime.org.
What does the future hold? Examining biblical doctrines, history, and current events, it's Prophecy Time. Author and Pastor Alan Davis will help you have a better understanding of biblical prophecy. Using the whole counsel of the Word of God, Pastor Davis unapologetically promotes and defends the literal, personal return of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And now with today's Prophecy Time message, here's Alan Davis.
Yes! My name is Alan Davis, and I'm thrilled to death that you are with us today. I am a minister and preacher of the simple gospel message, which is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. As individuals need to be delivered from their sin and from the wrath to come and born into God's family by God. Talking about this in the Gospel of John chapter 1, the apostle wrote this starting in verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And notice the words of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Have you tasted the power of the world to come as of yet? Notice the words of Paul also in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. And notice the words of Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 11, starting in verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And notice the words of the Bible in Luke chapter 13, starting with verse 23. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know ye not whence ye are. Then shall ye begin to say, we have eaten and drunken in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. and they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. Do you need rest for your soul today? Or have you experienced the supernatural act of the new birth as of yet?
Always the right choice. It's prophecy time.
In appreciation for your gift of $20 or more, we would love to send you a nifty pocket-sized book that will help you to be a more confident soul winner. It is a small book that easily fits in your pocket or bag. I have one and study it often. It comes in handy to read on the bus or train. Its Prophecy Time program needs to be 100% supported. I know we can count on you. We will gladly send you a vest pocket companion for soul winners, written by R.A. Torrey, to express our thanks for your $20 or more contribution. Yes, we do thank you.
Bible prophecy. Do you fear what's to come? It's prophecytime.org has near 200 points of study to help you make sense of Bible prophecy. Bible prophecy helps us understand the wrath to come, how to avoid it, and stand before the Son of Man, Jesus Christ. It's Prophecy Time works with Bronx Building Baptist Church. Go to itsprophecytime.org to donate $20 and keep this powerful ministry on WMCA. Any humble gift will help us reach the unsaved. Itsprophecytime.org.
The It's Prophecy Time message today is entitled The Fierce Anger of the Lord, Part 2. Christians should be tender-hearted, not full of anger. Talking about this in Ephesians chapter 4, Paul said this starting in verse 30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed into the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. And notice the words of the Bible in Colossians chapter 3, starting in verse 5. Mortify, or put to death, therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them, but now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free, but Christ is all and in all. And notice the words of the Apostle Paul in Colossians chapter 3, starting with verse 18. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. It is interesting to note in Nahum chapter 1 that the Lord is slow to anger. As we're going to be picking up here in verse 2, God is jealous and the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries and reserveth wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebuketh the sea and maketh it dry, and drieth up all the rivers. Bashan languisheth, and Carmel, and the flower of Lebanon languisheth. The mountains quake at him, and the hills melt, and the earth is burned at his presence, yea, the world and all that dwell therein. Who can stand before his indignation, and who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. But with an overrunning flood, he will make an utter end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue his enemies. Talking about the responsibility of the watchman on the wall, Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 3 and 4 say this: If when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he bloweth the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. It is interesting to note in Luke chapter 4 that when Jesus was in the synagogue in Nazareth, he read Isaiah chapter 61. And we're going to be picking up here in Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And then he quit right there. He stopped. But let's turn over to Isaiah chapter 21, verses 1 and 2, and read those verses. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and notice what it says here, the day of vengeance of our God. The day of vengeance of our God is still future. Notice what it says in Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 6 through 9. I have cut off the nations. Their towers are desolate. I made their streets waste, that none passeth by. Their cities are destroyed, so that there is no man, that there is none inhabitant. I said, surely thou wilt fear me. Thou wilt receive instruction, so their dwelling should not be cut off. Howsoever, I punished them, but they rose early and corrupted all their doings. Therefore, wait ye upon me, saith the Lord, till the day that I rise up to the prey, for my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them mine indignation, even all my fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. For then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one consent, as we are all heading toward one language in the world under the leadership of the great King, Jesus Christ. Notice in Revelation chapter 1, starting in verse 1, verses 1 through 8 say this, "And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire in them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee. For thy judgments are made manifest. And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. And the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled." Skipping down to Revelation chapter 16, we're going to be picking up here in the seventh vial, the judgment of Babylon, the object of God's wrath in the seventh vial judgment is Babylon. We're going to be picking up here in verse 17. "And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came out a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, It is done. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth. So mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city, Jerusalem, was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great." Talking about this Babylon in Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 45 says this, "My people, go ye out of the midst of her and deliver every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Lord." Babylon is also the object of God's wrath in Isaiah 13 and 14. The burden of Babylon, or the doom of Babylon, is spoken about here. We're going to be looking at Isaiah chapter 13, starting with verse 6. "How ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand, it shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Therefore shall all hands be faint, and every man's heart shall melt, and they shall be afraid. Pangs and sorrows shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that travaileth. They shall be amazed one at another. Their faces shall be as flames. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. And I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. And I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. Therefore, I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger." The book of Revelation speaks about, of course, the events that reveal the great King Jesus Christ, which is spoken about in Revelation chapter 19, and we're going to be picking up here in verse 11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness doth he judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth. And all fowls were filled with their flesh. Jesus Christ said in Luke chapter 21 that we need to be praying always that we might be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. If the Lord is drawing you to Himself today, bow your head and bow your heart and pray something like this if you're uncertain about your eternal destination. Dear Lord, I believe that I am a sinner, but I believe also that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, rose again from the dead, and I accept you now as my personal Savior. Amen.
Reaching out to families throughout this area, it's Prophecy Time.
If you just prayed this prayer, we would like to rejoice with you and encourage you in your newfound faith with Jesus Christ. Please call 646-314-3625 so we can send you a booklet that will help you grow in the Lord.
Partnering with you, it's Prophecy Time.
You're always welcome to attend our services on Sunday morning. The Bronx Building Baptist Church is located at 2049 Bartow Avenue, the lower level room 28 near Bay Plaza. There are various buses that come to this spot for your convenience. We begin at 10:45. See you then.
If you want to make a donation to this nonprofit organization, just go to our website at itsprophecytime.org. That website again is www.itsprophecytime.org.
Thank you for listening to It's Prophecy Time with Pastor Alan Davis. Generous listeners like you make the airing of this program possible. Contributions are greatly appreciated. Write to It's Prophecy Time, care of Bronx Building Baptist Church, P.O. Box 1370, Bronx, New York, 10475. Here's the address again. It's Prophecy Time, care of Bronx Building Baptist Church, P.O. Box 1370, Bronx, New York, 10475. Join us again for the next scheduled program of It's Prophecy Time.
It's Prophecy Time with Pastor Alan Davis is a powerful Bible teaching to help you understand future events and Bible prophecy. We work closely with Bronx Building Baptist Church. To keep this ministry on WMCA, we humbly ask for a gift of $20. Receive a special gift from Evangelist and Pastor Davis and his wife, Sabrina. God has called us to help the unsaved find Jesus Christ. Any gift will be helpful. Go to itsprophecytime.org now. Itsprophecytime.org.